Following the November 2016 presidential election, four women wrote an open letter calling for nationwide equality. Those women hope to get 500 signatures from those supporting their mission. Today, over 20,000 people have signed on and created the organization 500 Women Scientists. Among them, co-founder of the newly formed Cache Valley chapter, Temis Taylor.
I think there are a lot of reasons. We have a lot of women scientists here. We're at in a college town where we have a lot of women faculty, but we also have industry and healthcare and science teachers here. And so it seemed like a good way to connect people.
Though the group started in the College of Natural Resources at Utah State University, they hope to expand to other colleges and into the community.
I want to make sure that we're engaging communities and politicians in science. It needs to be a part of our lives. It needs to be a part of our decision making.
The group has two primary goals. The first is to promote diverse voices in science communities, and the second is to advocate for science-based policies and decisions. Upcoming projects include fundraising for local K-12 schools to provide classroom materials they can't afford, and hosting a community yard sale to raise money for the Society of Women Engineers Scholarship Fund. Reporting from Logan, I'm Brianne Johnson with Utah Public Radio.